And now, the rest of the life and death of Tasha Yar. Tasha was killed in late 2364 on the planet Vagra 2. She was part of an away team sent to rescue Deanna Troi and Ben Prieto, who had crashed there aboard a shuttle. Their rescue was impeded by a life form known as Armus. When Yar tried to walk around Armus to get to the shuttle crew, Armus attacked and killed her without warning, simply as a display of his power. Dr. Crusher tried to revive her, but she was too badly injured as the life had been, quote, drained, unquote, from her. The officially recorded cause of death was heavy synaptic damage. A service was held for Tasha in the holodeck following the rescue of the crew from the surface, where a holographic message from Tasha was played. Tasha always believed her death would happen quickly and while on duty, and that was the way she wanted it. But this is only one end for Tasha Yar, and indeed many alternate things happened to her in alternate worlds. In an alternate timeline created by the USS Enterprise C's transit from 2344 to 2366 through a temporal rift, Tasha had not been killed at Vagra 2, and continued to serve as tactical officer aboard the Enterprise D during a war between the Federation and the Klingon Empire. Tasha had joined the Enterprise D crew immediately upon graduating from Starfleet Academy in 2362. In 2366, the Enterprise D encountered the Enterprise C as it emerged from the temporal rift, and after the Enterprise C had nearly been destroyed in a Romulan attack on the Klingon outpost at Narendra 2-3, during the course of making repairs to the Enterprise C, Tasha became close to a crew member from that ship, Lieutenant Richard Castillo, and the two of them developed romantic feelings for one another. She later became aware through Guinan that in the other timeline, she had died a meaningless death. When the Enterprise C's Captain Rachel Garrett was killed in a Klingon attack, Tasha requested permission from Captain Picard to transfer to the Enterprise C and accompany it back through the rift in an effort to restore the timeline. Explaining that she wanted her death to count for something, Tasha's request was granted by Captain Picard. Although Castillo, who had assumed command of the Enterprise-C, was initially reluctant to accept Tasha on an apparent suicide mission, he relented and granted her the tactical position. Entering the rift, just as three Klingon birds of prey began attacking both Enterprises, the Enterprise-C successfully returned to its own time, where it played an instrumental role in guaranteeing peace between the Federation and the Klingon Empire, restoring the flow of history. While the Enterprise-C was destroyed, several crew members survived, and were taken prisoner by the Romulans, Tasha among them. After being interrogated, all of the survivors were to be executed, but a Romulan general became enamored of Tasha and offered to spare the lives of the prisoners if she became his consort, a condition to which Tasha agreed. 1 year later, she gave birth to a daughter, Sela. When Sela was 4 years old, Tasha took her and attempted to escape, but sensing that her mother was attempting to take her away from her home and her father, Sela cried out, and Tasha was discovered and subsequently executed. These events went completely unknown to Starfleet until 2368, when the Enterprise-D encountered Sela, by then a commander in the Romulan military, during her attempt to covertly support the Duras sisters in taking control of the Klingon Empire. Another alternate version of Yar was seen by Captain Picard in the Anti-Time Past. This timeline diverged during the shuttle trip to the Enterprise back in 2364. Picard was somewhat disoriented during his initial shifts from the other two time periods, and was distracted seeing Yar again. He also mistakenly gave orders about ship security to Worf. Yar went along with Picard's unusual orders to proceed to Farpoint Station in lieu of investigating a temporal anomaly in the Romulan neutral zone, and again when Picard decided to go to the anomaly after all. When Picard made the decision to enter the anomaly and create a static warp shell, Yar, along with the rest of the bridge crew, momentarily hesitated. However, Picard was able to convince the crew of the importance of the task, and Tasha